Seattle and the Rangers closing out their series on Sunday. Andrew Kashner pitching for Texas. Dylan Overton filling in for the injured James Paxton. Bottom of the fifth, there's some great defense behind Kashner as Guillermo Heredia is at the plate.
Off the hands. One hop. Bare hand. Elvis Andrus, what a play.
Elvis Andrus coming across making the barehanded play.
He is having some kind of series at shortstop.
Danny Valencia is going to pinch it for Gamble.
Broken bat. Loop. Shallow center. Base hit. Heredia scores. Dyson right behind him. He crosses home. And this game is suddenly all tied up at three. The 2-0. Hammered high right field. This gives the Mariners the lead. Number two for Kyle Seager makes it 4-3 Mariners on top.
And the 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss and a fastball for strike three. Diaz taking some time between pitches. Eddie ready and the 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three.
In play, Diaz a low snare. Mariners win it. Seager a big blast and they take the series.
Seattle comes from behind and picks up a 4-3 victory Sunday over the Rangers. They've won 4 out of 6 on the homestand. Sam Dyson loses. He's 0-4. Edwin Diaz working a perfect ninth for his 6th save. After Seattle's 4-3 win Sunday over the Rangers, they've won 4 out of 6 on the homestand. Here's manager Scott Service.
Quite a ball game. Going into it, a little shorthanded in the starting pitcher department. Overton kind of gave us all he could. We didn't play very good defense behind him. We made some mistakes. We were sleepwalking out there the first 3 or 4 innings. But, Bergman came in, really kind of settled the game down, did a nice job. And then our offense, not a lot of hits today, but really grinded out some at-bats and hung in there. Dyson's down 0-2, and he walks. And, getting a good spot for Danny Valencia, who gets a big knock for us. And, Kyle Seager had a really good series. Didn't always show up in the box score in a number of hits, but the number of balls he has hit hard in the last 3 or 4 games, he's really starting to get locked in. So, nice thing, we're starting to, get our offense rolling a little bit. And it's been different guys almost every night. And that's what it takes. There's no doubt about that. But, those two guys pitching for us early in the game hung in there. And that's what we were asking out of them, and they did it and gave us a chance. So, nice series win after losing that first extra inning game on Friday night.
Kyle's first home run here, I know he hit a lot of balls hard and had one even today. Mentally, is that a nice thing just for him to kind of be able to get out of the way?
Oh, I think he feels good about where his swing's at right now, even though they're maybe not getting all the results, like I said, showing up. And like I said earlier today, flies out to the wall in left center. So I think he's in a really good place mentally. I do. The one thing about Siegs is he knows at the end of the year his numbers will be there, and he's very confident in his ability. And, he's constantly working, on his swing and trying to get a good spot. But he's seeing the ball really good right now.
You scratched Danny before the game.
He had a tight hamstring. Yeah, his hamstring was bothering him. I felt it after the game last night, came in, tried to get some work done in the training room. And, he was in there. He says, Skip, I've had issues with this in the past. So, made sense. Run Motter out there. And I said, you ready to pinch hit? He said, I'll be ready. And he was. That's kind of, what it takes, everybody chipping in.
The big hit Sunday was in the bottom of the 7th inning with the bases loaded and 2 down. Pinch hitter Danny Valencia coming through to tie the game at 3. Here's Valencia on his approach in that spot.
I just knew coming into the game today that there was a chance that I'd be able to get in. He asked me if I'd be available off the bench if he needed me to hit or play defense, and I told him yeah. So as the game progressed, I got loose in the cage, and luckily enough, my name was called, and I contributed to the team winning today.
Well, and that was going to be my next question, because it was a hamstring that kind of tightened up on you before the game. So where's the hamstring at, and how much did you have to work to get it loose?
I worked, get it loose, stayed by the heater, stretched a little bit, but it was good enough to go out there and have the at bat, and I'm just happy I came through for the team.
Claudio's arm action is very unique. How much does that add to the degree of difficulty picking up those pitches?
He's got a lot of deception. I faced him plenty in years past, and he's always a tough at bat, but today, luckily, it went my way.
And lastly, a 6-game hitting streak for you. And you've talked about things just kind of coming around. Where have you seen the biggest difference at the plate the last week?
My timing. Feeling more and more comfortable. And obviously you want to do well. Just didn't get off to the start I wanted, but I'm happy to be contributing right now.
The Mariners are off Monday before a 2-game series starts in Philadelphia Tuesday.